Updated July 24 at 11:45 a.m. Public Health Sudbury and Districts has officially lifted the drinking water advisory that came into effect July 21 for residents of Capreol. Public Health issued the drinking water advisory because of a temporary loss of pressure in the municipal water system. The water has been tested to ensure its safety. The bacteriological quality of the water supply has been tested with no adverse results being reported, said Burgess Hawkins, a manager in the Public Health's Health Protection Division, in a press release. Residents in the affected areas may notice chlorine odors and discolored water. What to do after a drinking water advisory is lifted and before using the water? Run cold water faucets for 5 minutes or until the water runs clear. Run drinking fountains for 5 minutes before using the water or until the water runs clear. Run water softeners through a regeneration cycle. Drain and refill hot water heaters. Large volume users, for example, schools, may need to run cold water taps longer on first use. To get rid of sediment, faucet screens should be removed, rinsed and put back in place. For more information, please call Public Health Sudbury and Districts at 705-522-9200, ext. 464, toll-free 1-866-522-9200, or visit phsd.ca. Original story. A water main break has prompted the health unit to issue a drinking water advisory for Capreol. Approximately 1,300 households are impacted by the advisory. Crews are on site in the community making repairs. As a result, Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, said the advisory is in effect immediately, afternoon of July 21, and means that people who take their water from the municipal system should not use it for drinking, making juice, infant formula, or ice, cooking, washing uncooked fruit or vegetables, or brushing teeth. The health unit added that boiling the water may not make it safe for drinking. For these purposes, water from an alternate source, such as bottled water, should be used. The water can be used for laundry and bathing, excluding small children who could swallow the water, PHSD said the advisory follows a water main break. The City of Greater Sudbury advises the city will have the water buggy vehicle available, and residents can bring and fill their own containers. The water buggy will be located at the Suez Bulk Water Filling Station located north of 5081 Capreol Road. Regional Road 84, Hanmer. Until the advisory has been lifted, the city has advised. Water is also available at city water filling stations. Please bring your own containers. It is possible that the loss of water pressure created conditions that compromised the safety of the drinking water, said Burgess Hawkins, a manager in Public Health's Health Protection Division. Until bacteriological testing of the drinking water indicates a safe supply, the drinking water advisory will remain in effect as a precaution. Public health staff will continue to monitor the situation. Public Health Sudbury and Districts will notify the municipality when the drinking water advisory is lifted and residents will be advised. For more information, please call Public Health Sudbury and Districts at 705-522-9200, ext. 398, toll-free 1-866-522-9200, or visit phsd.ca.